You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
American Visa, a noir novel by best-selling Bolivian author Juan de Recaco Ochoa, won Bolivia's National Book Prize in 1994 and was turned into a hit Latin American feature film. But only recently has American Visa been translated into English and published here in the United States by Akashic Books. Mr. Recaco Ochoa is the author of 7 novels and also helped found Bolivia's first state-run television network. I'm very pleased to welcome him to my show today. Since American Visa was such a success in Latin America, why did it take so long for it to be translated into English? Is it because less attention is being paid these days to Latin American writers, or is Bolivia off the map as far as American publishers are concerned?
I think it's a bit of what you say last, I mean, off the map. Nobody really, in all 50 years, only one Bolivian novel was translated. That was Paz Soldán's novel. And this is the second novel in 50 years that has been translated into English. It's because Akashic has... somebody in Akashic read the novel and then said, well, this maybe we can translate this. This is a very good crime novel, which is unusual in a Latin American novel because all the novels are from political novels or, poor Indian stuff, etc. No. So,
and a lot of magic realism, which has kind of finally run its course, hasn't it?
Yeah, now they've... they had a big show now that Garcia Marquez was 80 years old, and they organized, even King Juan Carlos was there. And, well, I don't really like magical realism, but I liked Garcia Marquez.
Well, I'm sure you can like Borges as well, but that doesn't mean that you necessarily want to write like him.
Oh, yeah. I really prefer Borges than Garcia Marquez, but... there are many Latin American writers that are very good now and are excellent.
So it's not a matter of things being too hard for Americans to understand, Bolivian references that we might not get. It's just simply a matter of it not being worthwhile in the minds of publishers to translate some of these works?
Yes. There were, I think that American publishers were really not interested in the things that Bolivian writers wrote. So now this American visa is about a man who wants to have a visa to come to America. And that, of course, is now, as you say, as we can say on the air, in Asia and in Africa, this is a problem of migrations. You know, people from Africa going to Spain, Bolivians now going to Spain like mad, you know.
Because they can get visas to Spain a lot easier than to the United States.
They didn't get visas until yesterday. So 4 years ago, there were 20,000 Bolivians in Spain. Now there are 300,000.
Well, here, Mariel Alvarez, your school teacher protagonist, is smart, educated, resourceful, but there are not enough opportunities for someone like that in Bolivia?
No. He is a teacher. But when he is young, he was educated and he read a lot of American crime novels, as many people did, as I did also, no? Chandler, Hammett, McCoy, Himes, etc. But a teacher in Bolivia gets very low money, you know. It's very well paid, bad paid.
I remember a friend from Argentina who was a successful photographer in Argentina, but he said all the time he thought about coming here because he said everybody he knew looked north, that if you really wanted to make it, you wanted to come to the United States. I'm not sure that that's true anymore, considering some of the negative feelings about the United States more recently.
I think in some countries this is changing a bit. It depends on the country. For example, Argentina 5 or 6 or 10 years ago was a whole mess, you know, with this Carlos Menem and all this peso 1-to-1 and this was anarchy, pure anarchy. But now the economy in Argentina is much, much better.
Well, in your case, your country now has a new president who is probably closer to Hugo Chavez than he is to some of the friendlier leaders of South American countries.
Yeah. Well, this is the first Indian president that we had in our history. I mean, there were, of course, Indian presidents before, if you take it as ethnic Indian, you know. But they were disguised as gentlemen, you know, or as military. And if you said that you have Indian blood, they would say, oh, no, they will send you to prison for that. But this is the only president, Indian president, that said, well, I am an Indian, you know. That's the difference.
And the afterword of the book describes Mario Alvarez as a modern Raskolnikov, whose moral dilemma pushes him over the edge to commit a pretty bad crime. So Dostoevsky is one of the inspirations?
Oh, yeah. Dostoevsky was always my favorite. Not my favorite. I like Tolstoy more than Dostoevsky, but the personage of Dostoevsky was really inspiring. And Alvarez, when he wants to get the visa, but when he doesn't have the courage to come back to the American embassy again to get a visa, he thinks of other ways. And, well, there are some travel agencies that sell visas, you know. They fake visas. But they ask you a lot of money. In 10 years ago, when I wrote the novel, they were asking $800. Now they are asking $5,000 for these fake visas.
So it's even harder today than it was when Mario in your book was trying to get one, and that was barely impossible.
Yeah. Now they have very sophisticated ways to notice a faked visa. Now it's impossible.
This book has been described as a picaresque noir. Picaresque novels come out of Spain. So if you live in a country like Bolivia, do you feel like there's a Bolivian tradition, but there's also this world tradition that would feature?
Well, it has to be it has to do something with my youth, because when I was 15, I went away from Bolivia, and I was first in an English school in Lima, Peru. Then I went to Spain, and then I went to live in France. I lived for about 8 years in Paris. Then I went to Scandinavia. I lived in England, and I lived in many places. So when I came back to Bolivia, I was not a typical Bolivian writer. And I didn't. My first book was just called Fin de Semana, or The Weekend. Fin de semana is in
the
English,
end of the week.
The end of the week was all the book was in with Parisian characters, you know, in the Parisian cafes. So the Bolivian thought this is a snobbish writer. No, this is not one of ours. You know, he doesn't write about the Indios. He doesn't write about the peasants. He doesn't write now about drugs. He doesn't write about political issues. You see, I was a bit foreigner for them, you know.
Well, you could have grown up in Bolivia and still written that kind of a novel. There are different sensibilities. I mean, there's a big difference between Tolstoy and Dostoevsky. They're both Russian and they lived at the same time.
Yeah, but in Bolivia, the tradition was to write about Bolivian typical things, folkloric things, you know. And as many authors were the left side, leftist, they were always writing about upheavals, Indian upheavals, rebellions of the Communist Party, and blah, blah, blah.
But in this book, the La Paz you write about is very vibrant, but still troubled, almost lawless, it seems, with a lot of corrupt politicians. Obviously, you were writing about a place that they would recognize.
Yeah, well, in my book, there's this senator who is a very corrupt character, and Mario Alvarez doesn't like corrupt characters, and corruption is a daily thing in Bolivia, so it will take maybe a generation to take it off.
Was this a breakthrough for you? Because American Visa was a bestseller in Bolivia, and it won Bolivia's National Book Prize, and then later became the basis of a hit film all throughout Latin America.
Yeah, it was different because the people prefer American business to other books I already written. Now there's coming maybe Akashic is going to translate my second book into English, which is called The Andean Express, that goes from Bolivia to Chile from one night. It's a mystery novel. This is really a crime fiction novel.
Well, Mario Alvarez loves Raymond Chandler and Dashiell Hammett.
Oh, as I do. I do very much, yes.
Were you living in Bolivia when you wrote this book?
Yes, I was living there, yes. I came from France. I was first in Bolivian television, but you know how the governments change in Bolivia. I got really tired of being thrown away of the television and come back, thrown away, come back. And it was, I really said, well, this is the end. I didn't like to work in television, really.
My guest is Juan de Reco Echea. His novel, American Visa, has just been published in this country by Akashic. Jose Donoso, the late Jose Donoso, talked about going back to Chile after the fall of Pinochet. And he said that it had become this incredible fantasy. And then when he arrived, he realized that he'd been living in Madrid for many years, that it was really a backwater town that he was returning to Santiago. So I wonder if that is also an experience that other people who've lived in places outside of their country have had.
Oh, yeah. The difference between Madrid and Santiago now is not very much, because Chile has made a tremendous progress.
Yeah, well, he was talking about 10 or 15 years
15
ago.
15 years ago, Jose Donoso, yeah. Now, of course, if you go from the United States or Europe to La Paz, it's a big change. It's a big change. First, it's a big change in altitude, because you're going here on the sea level, and in La Paz it is 3,600 meters high. But the cultural life in La Paz has grown up. There are many theaters. There are many places to go. There are musical groups coming from the States and play there, and there's visitors from all over Europe and other countries. It has changed a lot. It's a modernized city. See?
And you helped found the first state-run television network. I'm assuming that you were starting pretty much from scratch based on a model, a European model or an American model?
Well, I had a scholarship from France, so I was working as an assistant director in cinema in France for about a year, and in French television, you know, in the studies of Boulogne. And I assisted many directors in some serious and some serial movies, like, you know, Maigret and the Simenon films, and usually police novel films, and with Jean Gabin as an actor.
So are most of the things that you've written about, because this is the only book that's been translated and published in English, are most of them to some degree about crimes or policier?
Yeah, I like very much crime fiction. In Bolivia and as in other Latin American countries before, crime fiction was not considered as a serious literary... they were not considered as a serious literary books. You had to write about something else, you know. But this has broken some tradition. This American Visa has broken this tradition. And now many authors are trying to, I wouldn't use the word imitate, but many authors are going to the last national prize 1 month ago, National Book Prize, was about a police. It's a police novel, so of course there can be some crime novels who are very serious. Borges even wrote some police novels with Bioy Casares. Both they wrote. Cortázar had. They have some stories. Even Vargas Llosa has. One book was a police novel. Many serious writers in Latin America wrote police novels.
When was American Visa made into a film?
Last year, just recently,
and it won an Ariel, the Mexican equivalent of an Oscar.
Oh, yeah, it has an Ariel because Kate del Castillo is a very well-known actress in Mexico. She went to Bolivia and Demian Bichir was a very well-known actor. Now Kate del Castillo is living in Los Angeles. And so it was a co-production. But especially the captains came from Mexico because the Mexicans loved the story and say this is going to catch up in Mexico and if we put this Kate del Castillo and so. So I have here the DVD also. And
Did you work on the script?
No, not. The director really was a bit proud and he didn't want me to get into the... But... most of the dialogues are mine, really.
Now, as far as the translation is concerned, since you speak English as well, did you consult with the translator?
Yes. Adrian Althoff, who is the translator, made a very good job, and we were in contact all the time. He phoned me nearly every day from Washington, where he lived. And we were daily in contact because there were some words who were typically Bolivian or some Argentinismos, Argentine, many Argentine words that they are used in Bolivia. So it was a bit difficult to translate, but he did a very good job.
So some of the Bolivian language grows out of the indigenous peoples, kind of like filters into the Spanish?
Oh, yes, definitely. Where I live in La Paz, there are these Aymara Indians, and we use some Aymara terms, even in food and something like that. Other people who live in Cochabamba, they use Quechua terms, and the people in Santa Cruz sometimes they use Guarani names in their common language.
Are you happy with the changes in Bolivia since Evo Morales became the president a little over a year ago?
Yes, I think so, because even I don't make politics. I was never interested really in politics. I think this change of Evo Morales was going to come to Bolivia because the majority of people in Bolivia are Indian. So one day or the other, it had to come, these changes. And he's not doing very bad. No, he's not doing badly. He's an honest man, and he's all right. He's a bit like Mandela. Now, Nelson Mandela is a good and honest man. And in South Africa, there are not big problems. There are, of course, some small problems they had to be solved, but in reality, he's okay.
And are you out of television and films now? Back to just writing?
Oh yeah. I'm just writing another novel now, and as I told you, maybe they're going to translate this Altiplano Express, which is an Indian English. It will be called the Andean Express.
But this book, American Visa, the prize-winning novel from 1994, is just being made available in the United States in a new English translation by Akashic. And I want to thank you so much for being with us, Juan de Recacoechea, the author of this book, and we hope to see many other books in English real soon.
Thank you very much.